Good morning. My guests this morning are Judy Friedman and Bill Tice. Bill is a photographer. Judy is a potter. And they are both part of Art at the Source, the 21st annual open studio event on the weekends of June 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
What do you think about this? I don't know what to ask you. You are two of, I read here, 158 artists in 99 different locations who will be part of this event. What does it mean to you, Judy, for instance?
Well, I have a ceramic studio in Santa Rosa, and Art at the Source allows me to show my pottery at a studio in the West County. And so I'm being hosted by Bert Kaplan, a pastel painter, and Susanna Kaplan, a glass art and jewelry maker. And I get to bring all my ceramics across to Sebastopol and set them out on their beautiful deck with the covered with a canopy of oak trees, and show off my pit fire work, my food vessels. I make everything that I can that you can eat out of.
You showed me some of your food vessels, and they are really remarkable.
I'm enjoying my new pickle pots with the recipe to go with it that I experimented with, and it worked well.
Uh-huh.
And I make serving trays and platters and everything that you can display for fun because they're pretty, but you can also use them for food. So Art at the Source gives me an avenue to sell my work once a year on these two weekends.
Great. Bill, what about you? I looked at some of your photographs before we began the interview. Amazing large-scale nature photographs.
Well, thank you.
In color.
Yes. If anything characterizes our studio, it's all about nature. My work is all outdoor photography, color work done with large format cameras. I print all the things myself. There'll be over 100 images, different images, and I actually have a giveaway that you register for a free image over the weekend.
You can
win one, yeah,
uh-huh.
Of your very own. The other artists with me are also nature-oriented. Molly Lipscher is a pastel painter. She's at the Festival of the Arts in Laguna Beach every year.
Uh-huh.
She has a wonderful venue for her. But she's coming up here. This is her first year, and she does pastels. Michelle Hoding is a jeweler, and she does all of the casting of leaves and other paraphernalia from nature that she gathers and makes jewelry out of them, just stunning stuff. And then this is at Sterling Hoffman's studio. He's an oil painter. He does marvelous seascapes of the Sonoma Coast. So it's all about nature.
Well, it's interesting in that, that this is the 21st annual show. And it seemed to me that at the beginning, it was really just here's 32 people in their studios that they work in every day. But now it's becoming more thematic. As you say, people getting together whose work somehow complement each other, underline each other's emphases, and so on. So it's much more of an event, it seems to me, than it used to be.
Yes, it is. And you know, one of the things we invite people to do is go over to the center, Sebastopol Center for the Arts, where there is a piece from every artist, and there you can select the artist that you would like to go visit, you know, and of course schedule an outing in Sonoma County with wineries and places to eat and make a great day of it. It's a great time.
Well, you can make four great days of it. You can set yourself up so that you can see every artist that you want to look at and also see them at the time you want to see them. It's a wonderful event, and I know it's going to continue for at least another 21 years.
We hope to.
We hope so.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Let's tell people once again, don't miss this now. This is the kind of event that you can be busy on a couple of weekends and all of a sudden realize you've missed it. Don't do that. This is on the 6th and the 7th. Of June, the 13th and the 14th. In general, the day starts at 10 in the morning, goes through until 5 in the afternoon. For information and a program, which is crucial, here's the telephone number, 829-4797, online, sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.